This is the stage version of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, in which Nate Jones plays the part of Charlie Brown's beloved dog, Snoopy.
The show You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown is about the life of Charlie Brown and Sally and Lucy and Snoopy and just their everyday adventures taken from the Charles Schulz comic. And it is a lot of fun. There's a lot of fun songs and a lot of fun scenes that we all get to perform together, and it's a blast.
Another major character is Charlie Brown's younger sister, Sally, here played by Haley Root.
I think overall the show has a great lesson for everybody to find happiness within everything you do every day that may not be super duper big, but little joyous things that make you happy every day with your friends and your family.
Root believes one of the story's most powerful lessons is learned by Lucy, whose general attitude towards the other kids and life in general is anything but positive.
Lucy is kind of crabby, and throughout the show she learns that crabbiness doesn't help her with much. It just makes people dislike her. So she learns that throughout the show on how to be a better person and kinder. And Charlie's shy throughout most of the show, but he has these moments of getting a lot of self-confidence, and then it drops a little bit. And so watching Charlie gain that confidence and realizing he's a good man, as the title is.
Nate Jones sees Charlie coming to realize that the aspect of his personality that he perceives as a negative is actually essential to his essence as a human being.
Charlie's journey through this whole show is very interesting, you know. As everyone's seen him in the comics, he's very shy, but he also grows as a person. He realizes that maybe that shyness is unique to him, and it's something that only he has, and that makes him special and different from the rest of the characters.
For all of the cast members, of course, there is life after Young Actors Theater. Jones hopes to continue in the performing arts.
I am going into my 7th year at YAT, which is crazy to think about because it feels like just yesterday I walked in these doors. Why I've been at YAT for this many years is it gives me the training that I need for going into musical theater. When I leave high school, I want to pursue musical theater in college, and YAT gives me those experiences and those opportunities to do shows and to work with directors and choreographers that I wouldn't get at just my local high school.
Root, meanwhile, has similar aspirations.
I chose YAT because I used to come see all the shows, and it inspired me, and it got me excited. And I'm also the same. I do also want to go into musical theater, so I wanted to go to a place that gave me the most training, and I think YAT really does that for anybody, not only if you want to go into theater, but if you want to be a lawyer or any job. I think it gives you self-confidence and boosts your energy and tells you how to speak in front of a crowd. So that's been just training for life, but also musical theater, yeah.
In charge of this production is Young Actors veteran artistic director Robert Stewart. He sees Charlie Brown as a stand-in for everyone, young and old.
He is our everyman, and we've all been Charlie Brown. We've all wanted to have a friend, wanted to be a star on the football team. We've all wanted to have a dog as our best friend, to fall in love, and to live every day as if it was the last day of our life where we have pure joy and entertainment. So it's a great family show because you can sit there with your children and know that it's good, clean, wholesome fun, and everybody will enjoy it.
You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, at Tallahassee's Young Actors Theater the next two weekends, April 6th through 15th. Find out more at youngactorstheater.com. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.